Life's better with American Family Insurance because our home policies help protect your dreams and come with peace of mind. Save up to 25% by bundling home, auto, and life. American Family Insurance. Get a quote, find an agent at amfam.com.
Products not available in every state. Discounts may not apply to all coverages on an auto or home policy. Discounts do not apply to life insurance policies. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating companies, American Family Life Insurance Company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
All right, Josh will have his top five. Not Shefty. Diana Rossini has this on
Hi, Diana.
Aaron Rodgers situation. Aaron Rodgers has provided the New York Jets with a wish list of free agents he'd like them to target and acquire. Here's what the list includes.
Oh.
Any guesses?
Lazard.
Yes.
I don't know. Those other guys.
Randall Cobb, Mercedes Lewis.
Yeah.
And there's one more you haven't heard about yet.
Get MVS out of Kansas City? I don't know.
Not an old Packer.
Oh, not an old Packer.
No. Somebody that Aaron just likes.
Odell Beckham Jr.? Joe Rogan?
Odell Beckham Jr.
Oh.
All right. Tell me
everything.
That's Rodgers. I'm excited to see how it works. The Jets and their not so super team, but in Aaron Rodgers' head, they might be super. Josh, what is the topic of your top five today?
Topic today is, this is the one everyone wants, top five upset picks for the NCAA tournament.
Oh, exciting. This is from you?
Yeah, this is from me.
All right.
I have created a list. You're not the only one who spends the wee hours of the morning making lists and writing things.
Gosh, come on. Take forever.
Number five.
We go to the, I should have done this earlier, but.
I can tell you what region they're in.
Yeah. Number five is Furman.
Oh, Furman's, of course, in the South region.
South region, which you have statted extensively on your hard copy there. The 13 seed in Orlando. Furman, they take on Virginia. You ever watched a game of Virginia basketball? Perhaps we all remember.
Oh, yeah.
Against UMBC. Virginia never scores.
That's correct.
They play a very slow, boring, some would say, style of basketball. Furman averages 82 points per game.
Yep. Many people talking about a couple of their players, Mike Bothwell.
Great name.
And J.P. Peegs.
Oh, that's a better name.
They also have a player on their team by the name of Marcus Foster.
Wait a minute.
Not that Marcus Foster.
Oh, okay.
Also, how about this one, Nebraska ball fans? You may remember the name Carter Witt. Carter Witt was a former Nebraska ball recruit who ended up at Wake Forest. He has since transferred to Furman.
Oh, the Purple Paladins.
And is like a reserve player for them.
Okay. Still on the team?
Still on the team.
Still getting some run?
Yeah, he left after 1 year at Wake Forest. Carter Witt plays at Furman.
Furman, everybody.
That was my favorite part, honestly, about going through all the names on these rosters. There's a lot of guys who, like, were at the team that Creighton beat to get to the Sweet 16, Ohio, in 2021.
The Bobcats.
They have, like, dispersed and gone everywhere. They're still in college basketball somehow. And a lot of them ended up in this region.
Just hanging out, hanging around.
The South region.
Huh.
Yeah. There's a guy even who was on, I can't remember what team he's on now, but he was on the team that upset Virginia with
UMBC?
UMBC, yeah. Anyway, sorry. Keep going.
Still in school? When was that?
It's like 2017, wasn't it? 2018?
Wow. I hope he's okay.
A lot of people go to college for 5 years.
Number four. Watch your back, Duke. It's Oral Roberts.
Oral.
Okay, that's the East region. They're playing in Orlando. Oh, a little classic 5-12 matchup for you.
Watch out for Max Asemus.
I know a lot. I know Oral Roberts didn't make the tournament last year, but 2 years ago, they went to the Sweet 16. A lot of guys still on this roster. Oral Roberts is 30-4.
So this will be the game. This will be the game. And then Connor Vanover, by the way, is 7'5" on Oral Roberts.
Mm-hmm.
So this will be the game, and it's already done this. Everybody saw it in the bracket immediately and said, ooh, this is fun. And then said, Oral Roberts is the 12 that I like. And maybe you predetermined that prior to actually seeing the bracket. And then you got Duke. And Duke has been playing some really good basketball.
So yeah,
then
especially in the tournament.
There's this whole run on Duke. And now we've seen a run sort of on both sides. And it's just going to be split down the middle 50-50
yeah.
on who people are going to pick for this game.
Oral Roberts has not lost a game since January 9th. They ran the table in the Summit League 18-0, drubbing teams along the way. They have won 27 of 28 games. They're hot.
Yeah. And they only beat Nebraska, or they only beat Omaha by 3 at the Baxter in December. Because
mm-hmm. you packed it.
Three. Combination of 3 and 5.
Number 3.
Number 3. Slight cop out. It's anyone playing Iowa State.
What's wrong with that? Well, you're just out on Iowa State?
Tonight's Pitt versus Mississippi State contest will determine the 11 seed who plays Iowa State in Greensboro in the Midwest bracket.
So tell me why you're out on Iowa State.
I'm not out on Iowa State per se.
Just said anybody who plays Iowa State.
It's just that the that Power 5 11 seed matchup, somebody has gone on to win that round. I'm calling it a first round game. It's a round of 64 game technically, but I'm not calling it that. To advance to the second round or round of 32, it happens semi-frequently.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. 11-6s happen all the time. Mm-hmm. 12-5s happen all the time. I mean, even 13-4s are getting a little bit more common.
Yeah, 13-4s the sneaky one.
Yeah. All right, so you pinpointed Iowa State mm-hmm. as your weakest 6?
Yeah, versus, I mean, TCU's the other option, yeah.
That was one of the things that I liked about Creighton getting where they end up. I mean, they not only got a 6, which is a seed higher than everybody thought they were going to be, they also avoided a play-in game.
Yeah.
Which is kind of nice. And I don't think NC State, this has come back to bite me, but I don't think NC State's that good from basically what I've looked into. So,
can I ask a stupid question?
Yeah.
I understand that brand-wise, the answer to this question is yes, but if Providence upset Kentucky, would that be a massive upset?
No.
Right?
No.
Right? It just doesn't feel like it.
No, Kentucky has been completely untrustable.
Thank you.
Here comes number two.
Providence has been a little shaky as well.
Mm-hmm. But. Number two is VCU.
Oh, the non-Shaka VCUs.
Yeah, the Rams, the formerly Shaka Smart teams. They are playing St. Mary's, if I remember correctly. Yes, in the West bracket. This game takes place in Albany, a noted Western city. It's the 12-5 matchup. I hate picking.
Yeah, they don't care about that.
I hate when I fall in love with a 12 over a 5 because it feels like a trap.
No, but they're like 50-50 every year.
Yeah, just,
there's no rhyme or reason to the 12-5s. Mm-hmm. There's probably going to be 2 upsets. You just have to pick them right.
St. Mary's best win this year is Oral Roberts. They beat Gonzaga once. They beat San Diego State, who's a tournament team, but is also pegged to be upset in a 5-12 matchup.
Dismissing St. Mary's.
A little bit.
I'm okay with that.
I mean, we dismiss Gonzaga because they play in the West Coast Conference and never win anything of significance.
I'm okay with that.
St. Mary's beat Vandy, who's an NIT team. Close loss to Houston. I like VCU here.
He likes VCU, folks.
The Rams, which...
Not Shaka Smart.
Not Shaka. Don't be surprised when he's not on that sideline. Leads us to our number one. The most likely upset in the tournament.
Make it so, number one.
And you can't pick 8-9s.
No.
That's a cop-out.
No. When you're telling people how many upsets you have in your bracket, you can't count an 8-9.
I don't think 10-7 should really count either.
Ooh, I like that take. I like that take. It's another damn 12 seed. I didn't do that on purpose.
Oh, you're going Drake, aren't you?
Yeah, Drake. I just is Norchad Omier healthy? Is the ACC any good? We're going to find out this weekend. Drake, pretty solid team. A lot of it, that experienced guard play you want.
I don't have any problem with having Drake beating Miami. I think that little pod right there could get kind of interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Indiana is good but vulnerable.
I am eyeballing a Drake Kent State second round matchup, yeah, in my bracket.
I could very well see that.
Got it in pencil. We haven't transferred to ink yet.
I could very well see that. There's a couple other places in the bracket where you, mm-hmm, could get two upsets going up against each other.
Yeah.
So somebody's going to get a nice little...
There's always one of those.
A nice little gift to get, mm-hmm, into the Sweet 16.
Yeah.
Yeah. I wonder where it might take place this year.
I hate this. I picked 3-12s in this list.
It's okay.
I hate my list.
It's all right. Why? Or, I mean, you could go on a limb every once in a while if you wanted to.
I could have. I should have went on a limb, shouldn't I?
Yeah, grab me a 14 somewhere.
14?
Yeah, what?
You like Kennesaw State. That's why you said that, isn't,
yeah,
it?
Yeah, is that my favorite 14? I don't know. I kind of like Grand Canyon, too.
I was thinking that, doing some research over the not the weekend, but yesterday and into last night. I was like, can I pull the trigger on GCU? I think I might.
I don't think I see. I mean, Texas Colgate is the 15 that everybody's looking at.
Yeah.
I don't think I see that.
I don't either.
Although Colgate's done it before, and I think that's fresh in people's minds, and that's why they're sort of saying it out loud. Mm-hmm. I don't think Texas is particularly vulnerable, though. I think they're really good.
Right. Texas just won the Big 12 tournament, the, yeah, number one conference in the sport.
Could Arizona lay a fat egg and, you know, get beat by Princeton? I'm not sure that I see that.
Marquette's playing really good ball right now against Vermont.
Then I like UCLA.
UCLA a little banged up, but still UCLA.
I don't see any, yeah. So that maybe that's the take this year. No 16s and no 15s in the round of 32.
No 16s. That's a bold take by you.
No 16s and no 15s. That's right. Very bold. I wonder if you could find that on like the FanDuel Sportsbook.
No 16s.
No 16s and no 15s in the round of 32. And then if you're Josh, you could also add in no fives because all the 12s are going to win.
No fives, probably decent money.
I bet so, yeah.
Can I really only bet on these games individually? No way, no way.
Yeah, there's definitely some ways you could throw it in there.
Ooh, NIT bets.
Okay, Josh, thank you.
Thank you, Connor.
That's our top five. And you get a little clue on Josh's bracket. We'll go through a couple more of those things tomorrow as we finally get you ready for the NCAA tournament, because the tournament does not start tonight. It starts on Thursday.
Hell yeah.
Practical Jokers is tonight, not the rest of it. We'll come back. 1 o'clock hour is next. We'll still be joined by Ellie French at some point. We'll come back with more on 1620 The Zone. But this March, take your first shot at college hoops with the FanDuel Sportsbook. And you can get 10 times your first bet amount in bonus bets up to $200. Just bet $20 on the bracket, as an example, and you'll land $200 in bonus bets, 10 times your initial bet, win or lose. That's $200 you could spend on, you know, whatever you'd like for the tournament. We were just going through it a couple of minutes ago. Maybe you like a 12 to make a run like Josh does. On the money line or on the spread. Teams to make the Sweet 16, there's plenty of betting options for you on the website. And it's all in an app if you'd like to go there as well. It's safe, secure, and easy to use. There's no better place to bet the tournament than the FanDuel Sportsbook. So sign up today by heading to FanDuel.com/Happer and make every moment more with FanDuel all tournament long. 21 and over, present in Iowa. First online real money wager, only $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued is non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 14 days. Restrictions apply. See full terms at FanDuel.com/sportsbook. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-BETS-OFF.
Protect your dream home with American Family Insurance. and you can weather any storm. You'll also save up to 25% by bundling home, auto, and life. American Family Insurance. Get a quote. Find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Discounts may not apply to all coverages on an auto or home policy. Discounts do not apply to life insurance policies. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating companies, American Family Life Insurance Company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.